It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habe.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello. And hello there. It's such a delightful experience for one of us, I think me, to have you here today. Welcome to another episode of Broken News. And in breaking news from Broken News, Donald Trump, he has been indicted again. That's right. And for those of you keeping score at home, this is his fourth criminal indictment. That's right. And, you know, I think Donald Trump's theory is as long as he's having to bebop all over the country appearing at different trials, he's probably hitting a lot of the primary states. You know, he might as well run for president. I think maybe that's his philosophy. And you've got to think about the Republican Party. Well, you don't have to because you might get sick. No, but if you're thinking about the Republican Party now, I'm sure what they want to do is run. You know, they're looking for the best candidate they can find. And, you know, who could be a better candidate for the top job in the country as president of the United States than somebody who's been who's facing four criminal indictments and has been impeached twice? And so even as we speak, they are all there at the Iowa State Fair. You've got a hot dog, corn dog, pork belly. That's not the food you can get at the state fair. Those are the Republican candidates. And actually, a Trump spokesperson, allegedly speaking to one of our Broken News reporters, said that there was really nothing special about the food at the Iowa State Fair. He said that Donald Trump eats like that every day. So, you know, speaking of the state fair, that's a place where candidates and regular people can get, you know, ham on a stick or fried lard on a stick, you know, yummy things like that. And of course, to some people now, for Donald Trump, it's looking like his future may be on a stick. Okay, let's switch gears here. And now let's look at some headlines out there in headline land. And these are actual headlines. And it's somewhat hard to imagine, but here's an actual newspaper headline. Police charge one-armed man with unarmed robbery. How do you like that headline? Here's another one. Police arrest naked man with concealed weapon. Wow. Not sure I'd want that gun back after that. Okay, here's something you've probably seen before or maybe and been to on all-you-can-eat buffet. Well, there was a news item that said a pair was banned from an all-you-can-eat restaurant for eating too much. And here's another good headline. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's time to call out the search party. This was an actual item from a newspaper. A missing woman unwittingly joined search party looking for herself. Now, wasn't that thoughtful? I mean, gosh, that's a very sensitive and thoughtful person, I think. And here's one more for you. A Marshall County Sheriff's candidate disputes report of his own death. So that's a somewhat kind of a boring person there. So dull, he was mistaken for being dead. Well, that's our program for today. You have been listening to and hopefully enjoying Broken News. I'm Philip Habe. I hope you'll be back with us next week.